In the next module, we focused on the management of patients with metastatic hormone-sensitive prostate cancer. To begin, we asked the audience what they would recommend to a younger patient with widespread moderately symptomatic bone metastases, and interestingly, the most common answer was the combination of an LHRH agonist plus docetaxel. I asked Dr. Anton Arrakis if he observed symptom relief faster with chemotherapy compared to hormone therapy.
Well, you know, these patients typically start LHRH agonist for 4 to 6 weeks before they start either the ABI or the docetaxel. I would say no. The symptomatic relief can be very quick with abiraterone as well.
So what, in general, what do you think you would be thinking about in terms of adding to ADT, or would you hold off and just sort of see how the patient's doing?
This man has metastatic disease and he's got symptoms and he's got a Gleason 8, so I would typically give this person the choice of ADT plus docetaxel, which I think he could tolerate, or ADT plus abiraterone. I think there's strong evidence for both.
So sort of a coin flip, you can't really distinguish them. Matt, agree or disagree?
I would give him a third choice, which is doing both. We don't know that that's the right thing to do, but it's sure tempting to give him docetaxel and follow that with abiraterone acetate plus prednisone.
So you do that outside a trial setting?
Yeah, there is no such trial addressing that. Specifically, there is a trial that's addressing the combination of docetaxel plus AR-targeted therapy.
But you're saying you do it outside a trial setting?
Well, that trial's fully accrued, and there's no... outside of the clinical trial setting, I would consider that as a third option.
Howard, do you consider that as an option?
No, I tended to use abiraterone more in this setting, saving the docetaxel for later, and just looking... I don't think we know yet which patient has a tumor that's more sensitive to the docetaxel versus the hormonal part. You look at Mary Ellen Tapson's data in high-risk disease, she's getting some complete remissions with the addition of just abiraterone to standard ADT. So that's been a little bit of steroids in that situation, which you'll get with either arm. Doesn't hurt either.